From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Pamela McCall. The president of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles has been hospitalized. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints says 85-year-old Jeffrey R. Holland is being treated for ongoing health complications. In a statement, they say Holland is receiving expert care and is with loved ones. His family is expressing gratitude for the many prayers being offered on his behalf. Holland became president of the Quorum of the 12 in October. He's the church's second most senior leader and next in line to become prophet. Domestic violence can go up during the holidays. That's because of stressors like finances, extended family dynamics, and extra time in close quarters with an abuser. South Valley Services in West Jordan works with survivors. The nonprofit says people experiencing violence might feel pressure to appear joyful during the holidays and put plans to get help on hold. Advocates suggest having a go bag ready with important documents and staying out of rooms that don't have an exit. They also recommend giving children or other family members a code word that lets them know if it's time to call 911. Spending time in nature can help military veterans cope with stress. But a new report finds many veterans across the country and here in the West don't have easy access to nearby parks. Caleb Radel has more.
At least one in five veterans in major U.S. cities doesn't live within walking distance of a park or green space. That's according to the Sierra Club, a conservation group. The study looked at two cities in our region, Las Vegas and Denver. In Vegas, nearly a third of veterans can't easily reach nearby green space. In Denver, most veterans live near a park, but parks can be difficult to access because of a lack of sidewalks, transportation, and transit. Report author Heather Stricker says time outdoors can play a unique role in veterans' recovery.
Being outside helps veterans recover from both the physical and the mental aspects of combat because traditional forms of therapy aren't generally things that many veterans will seek out.
Stricker says helping veterans get to nature should be part of how the country supports them after service. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Caleb Radel.
Utah will get more than $500,000 from Mercedes-Benz USA and Daimler AG. It's part of a nearly $150 million settlement with all U.S. states over illegal emissions devices. The states say the cars had systems that let them pass emissions inspections, even though they regularly gave off higher levels of nitrogen oxides than allowed. That's a harmful pollutant in smog that can cause breathing problems. About 1,900 vehicles, included in the settlement, were sold or registered in Utah between 2008 and 2016. Western Utah has windy weather in the forecast today through Friday. Winds could gust up to 50 miles per hour and even higher in some spots. Those include downslope areas like the north ends of Stansbury and Ochre Mountains along I-15. There might be some power outages and blowing dust. The National Weather Service says driving can be tricky when the winds are this strong. That's especially true for drivers in high-profile vehicles or who are pulling a trailer. And the winds can whisk away holiday decorations. People who have them up should make sure they're secure. You are listening to KUER News.